Good everyone and a warm welcome to this edition of The Debate on Press TV. I'm your host, Behrouz Najafi. A prominent French anti-government Yellow Vest protest movement leader, Jerome Rodriguez, who was badly injured in the eye at a Saturday demonstration in Paris, will be disabled for life. Rodriguez was struck with a flashball, a 40-millimeter rubber projectile used by police, and will be disabled for life. The French Interior Minister has admitted that there are other protesters who also suffered heavy eye injuries due to police violence. So far, 10 people have died and thousands of people have been injured in the protests. Now, how far will the police violence go on? And will the violence quell anti-government protests? We will be asking these questions and more in tonight's debate. Before that, let's talk to Press TV correspondent Roshan Saleh, who has covered the protests for us and has witnessed some of the police crackdown used against protesters in Paris. Roshan, tell us about the French police violence that you have been witness to.
Yes, Behrouz, the French police aren't exactly known for holding back. And what happens at these demonstrations is they start off quite peacefully, but then the police stop protesters from protesting. They give them a 5 o'clock deadline, and after that, they're not allowed to protest anymore. And the protesters, their reasoning is that it's a free country, it's a democratic country, we can protest and go anywhere we want. And that's what leads to the clashes, because the police at 5 o'clock or even before that, they start blocking roads, and then they start kettling in protesters, that is kind of squeezing the space where they can move. And that leads to frustrations. Some protesters will start throwing projectiles at police lines, the police will get the water cannons out, and then they will also use tear gas and these rubber bullets, these so-called flash balls. They're only authorized to shoot them at protesters' torsos and legs, but often what happens is they're aimed at very kind of close distance, right at their faces, and we see these horrific injuries. So the protesters reason that if the police didn't block us in, if they just allowed us to continue protesting, then you wouldn't see this violence. But of course, some would say that these violent images that we see every weekend actually play into the hands of the authorities, and the police and the authorities are quite happy for journalists to film these violent protests because that is a way of demonizing the larger Yellow Vest movement.
Okay, thank you for that. That was Roshan Saleh, our correspondent, who was on the ground there on Paris streets covering those protests for us. Now, let me introduce our guests who will be discussing these related issues with me. Today, we'll have a senior research fellow with Global Policy Institute, George Zamwelli from New York, and founder of an OpenEye.org, Mustafa Traore, who's joining us from Paris. Good to see you both, gentlemen, and thank you for joining us in this debate. Let me start with George. Controversial weapons, including sting ball grenades and flashball, you know, which are 40 millimeter or 1.6 inch rubber grenades, are being used by French police against protesters. Now, these weapons are blamed for dozens of serious injuries since protests began in France in November. Is police violence justifiable?
I don't think so. I think these are legitimate protests. I mean, obviously, nobody questions that there is considerable discontent in France with the government of President Macron. And I think that these protests have been generally fairly disciplined. It's true that there has been some violence. But, you know, knowing, you know, in France, it's never clear whether this was a violence that was instigated by the members of the protest, or whether these were agents provocateurs, in other words, people working for the police who instigated violence precisely, as your correspondent pointed out, to demonize the protesters. So I am a little skeptical about all the stories about the violence of the Yellow Vest protesters. We have seen clear violence from the police, but I'm not yet sure whether the protesters have been violent themselves.
Yeah, and there was also another case, another correspondent of ours, Robert Carter, who was also on Paris streets a week ago. He also said that there was this mob, you know, a group of thugs apparently, who out of the blue, they attacked security forces, and the security forces attacked the protesters. We have also had that kind of report. Now, anyway, now let me go to Mustafa Traore. Mustafa, Yellow Vest protest movement leader Jerome Rodriguez says that he was attacked by police twice, once a grenade to the foot and a bullet to his eye. Can this crackdown quell the protests?
I think that, as I said before, the French police has always been very violent. So this is not the first time. Of course, this is, I think this is a landmark, because the Rodriguez is someone who is very well known in France, especially in the movements. So what he said, that first some tear gas was thrown at him, and then he was hit by a flashball. So what this is going to do to the movement, to the people taking part in the movement? Well, I think that for the first time, the whole French population is realizing that their police is very violent, and there's some kind of injustice. In the past, this form of injustice was targeting ethnic minorities, but here for the first time, now the whole population is affected by it. So we know that the French police has been condemned on many occasions by international organizations, saying that they were too violent. So what this is going to do to the movement, I think that people are going to be more involved in the movement, because they know that now they've got a good argument to fight against the system. It is an unfair system. It is a dictatorship that has to be brought down.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me go back to George. Anti-government protesters believe that Mr. Rodriguez, as you know, one of the leaders of the French Yellow Vest protest movement, was deliberately targeted. So they called for mass uprising against President Macron's government following his wounding. Now, should we expect more violence in France?
I think that's quite likely. But I think the more interesting question is whether this movement, this the Yellow Vest movement, now will emerge as a political movement. As you may know, they have already promised to run candidates in the upcoming European elections in May, and they promised to run candidates everywhere. So if this becomes a serious political movement, and a movement that will challenge the kind of globalist banker elite that President Macron represents, then I think it becomes very serious. Mm-hmm. The issue of the violence, however, is very problematic, because, as I said earlier, there are clearly attempts by French police, agents provocateurs, to instigate violence, to demonize the Yellow Vest movement as violent, as anarchic, as dangerous. So they have to be very careful not to allow any kind of agent provocateurs, anyone who might instigate violence. They have to eschew violence in order to become a serious political movement.
Right. Now, Mustafa, President Macron has told his Egyptian counterpart during a trip to Cairo that, I'm quoting, stability and security could not be separated from human rights. Now, the question is, why is Macron preaching what he's not practicing at home? Does he have any moral authority to preach others?
Could you repeat it again? Sorry, I did not
on
hear
a visit to
what you said.
Cairo, to Egypt, President Macron said stability and security could not be separated from human rights. Now, we are asking why he could preach something that he's not practicing at home.
Yes, this is very strange, and I think this is what's happening is in Egypt, what is happening in Venezuela. And the attitude of the French government condemning it and asking, for example, for the president in Venezuela to step down, tells a lot to the French population. They know now that the government is quick when it comes to criticize other countries in regarding their human rights issues, but when it comes to France, there is no human rights, or even if there is some kind of human rights, it is quite limited, which means that as soon as you disturb the government or ask for more freedom, for more democracy, you will see that you become the target of the French government. So in fact, what's happening here, the French population do not understand, or they do understand that their system now is unfair.
Right. Now, George, 11 consecutive weeks of yellow vest protests have been held so far. And week after week, police has been more and more brutal toward the protesters. How far can violence go?
Well, obviously, violence can go very far. If the government is able to justify it. I mean, obviously the government is trying to justify it by claiming that the yellow vest protesters are using violence and that therefore the authorities have no choice but to respond violently. And that's why, as I was saying, the protesters have to be very, very careful not to have anything to do with violence, so as not to provide the rationale for the government to use violence. But as your other guest has pointed out, I mean, there is no question that the use of violence against these protesters, who are, you know, ordinary French people, they are farmers, they're truck drivers, small businessmen, and so when people watch on TV and see the police using violence against them, that's going to create a reaction, because this isn't the same as using violence against minorities. This is, you know, they're saying this is using violence against people like us, and and this will indeed create a considerable problems for not just for Macron, but for the kind of financial political elite that Macron represents.
Mm-hmm. Now to Paris, Mustafa. In the wake of more injuries among protesters and objection to regarding police brutality, French interior minister said that riot police officers would be equipped with body cameras, and this will be starting from January 26. Now, is this meant to appease the protesters or to really prevent further police violence?
First of all, this is something people in France were asking for a long time, that the police be equipped with video cameras so that any time there is some kind of, let's say, confrontation with the population, they know exactly what happened. Strangely enough, when Rodriguez was hit by the flashball, the police officer that did it was not wearing, had no video camera on him. So now the police denies it, saying that they did not fire any flashball. Okay, so it is very strange, because if you look at the tools the French police is using, this is an exception in Western European countries. Tear gas, I do not remember, I've got no country in mind in Western Europe where tear gas are used. I would say the same thing for flashballs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So okay. Something is wrong within the French system.
Mm-hmm. Now, Georgia, French police brutality is not limited to yellow vest protesters. You know, we also have reports that in a year time, French police committed close to 1,000 human rights violations towards refugees in Calais. Now, four humanitarian organizations reported that 972 incidents, that's the exact number, were recorded in the course of a year, by 8 workers who formed a human rights monitoring team. And then one serious instance happened on January 25th, in which a 16-year-old Eritrean boy lost his eye, sense of the smell, and also hearing in one of his ears. Let's have your take on this.
No, that's absolutely right. The French police are pretty notorious for the for their brutality and the ruthlessness with which they apply force against everyone. I mean, they've been doing that for decades. I mean, we're going back to the 1950s and 60s and the protests against the war in Algeria. This is what they do. They even murder opposition leaders. And what's interesting is the minimal amount of coverage that this gets in much of the Western media. Anytime there's a demonstration in Moscow, this gets front page coverage in much of the Western press. Protests in Iran, again, it's a top story in the news. Same with especially with Venezuela. So the Western public has sort of become used to just turning a blind eye to the violence that occurs regularly here at home, while becoming obsessed with what political leaders halfway across the world are doing in countries that they know absolutely nothing about.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mustafa, we have also more instances of police brutality in other areas, like they fired tear gas into a crowd of refugees during an eviction of their sleeping area in Calais. And also an officer was charged with the rape of a young man during a violent arrest in a Paris suburb. Now, on June 4th, the IGPN, which is the French police watchdog, announced that it had opened a probe into the migrant's eye injury that I mentioned, Eritrean boy. And, of course, it's yet to be concluded. What do you expect to come out of such investigations if they ever happen? Will justice be served?
Can I ask you to repeat it again? I'm sorry.
That police watchdog said that it will open a probe into the migrants, violence against migrants. Do you think that they will have that probe, because it's been a couple of months since they've just talked about it? And if that happens, will justice be served?
No, I do not trust the French police. I think this is just talk. There are two groups of people who are used to the violence of the police in France. I would say the first one is the migrants. Okay, for them, yeah, they suffer under the hands of the police. Same thing for ethnic minorities living in the suburbs and what we call the banlieue, the French banlieue. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to these two groups of people, it seems that there's no justice. So it's just talk. If you look at if you look at the migrant issue, it's something very new. But when you look at ethnic minorities, what they're suffering, that's been going on for decades now. And if you look at all, it seems that it is. This is officially known that every year you got something like 10 people getting killed by the police after what we call police errors. And when you look at all these people getting killed by the police, then 90% of them are ethnic minority backgrounds, mm-hmm. which means that they've got their parents coming either from North mm-hmm. African countries or Black African countries. Okay, uh-huh. So it tells you a lot, and there's no justice. The mm-hmm. last case that is very famous is the case of Adama Traoré. He was killed by the police. His brothers and sisters are all in prison. Most of his brothers are now in prison. They've been arrested for different reasons. There's no justice, and the case is mm-hmm. not, nothing has been done. Mm-hmm. So same thing for the migrants now, and I think it is even worse for the migrants because they are struggling with the language.
We're running out of time, Mustafa. Allow me, I will put the same question to George. George, why are migrants exposed to such great extent of violence? Very briefly, please.
Well, obviously, because they're an easy target, because ultimately they are a minority, and the public isn't that perturbed about what happens to a minority, which is why the violence that is now being deployed against the Yellow Vests is so politically significant, because now this violence is being deployed against not the minority, but against the kind of regular French people, French middle class people, business owners, truck drivers, farmers, and therefore they suddenly, when they see that this violence that Macron is happily turning against them, then this becomes real serious political problems.
Okay, we're out of time, unfortunately. Let me thank our guests. We have Senior Research Fellow with Global Policy Institute, Georgia Zamuela from New York, and also founder of OpenEye.org, Mustafa Traore from Paris. Thank you for watching this debate. We'll see you soon.